Get up with Mike and Gia.
Thursday done and dusted. We are now officially, properly into April. April Fool's is all done and dusted. We're into April. Not that you would know it. It feels like March 33rd.
I know. It's been a long couple of weeks.
Yes.
It really has.
It has.
But you know what? I feel like we're just going to push through right now.
Going?
And this is where it's going to get good.
Oh, look at you with the predictions.
Yep. You know why? Because I've had some inspo this morning.
Mm.
I was a little bit, you know, down in the dumps. I couldn't go to F45 anymore.
You were struggling this morning. Like, off air, like, you were struggling
this
morning.
I was struggling. I just had no energy. Because I get energy from working out.
Yes.
Genuinely, it doesn't make me tired. It pumps me up. So the fact that I can't do that anymore was making me feel flat as a tack. But now I'm inspired after talking to a man who did a marathon in his living room.
Like a full 42-kilometre marathon.
Yeah, and this isn't on no treadmill.
No.
He just cut laps of his house until he'd done 42k.
I mean, in hindsight, he probably could have just done it on the treadmill and been able to watch Netflix
it's
at the same time.
It's not as impressive, Michael, as being able to say that he has run around his house to the tune of 42 kilometres.
I hate it when you full name me.
Well, you know, get motivated, you know. Fitness doesn't have to stop.
We also were joined by our movie analyst, Shane A. Bassett. He was talking the new Tiger King series.
Yeah, everyone is talking about this show. Mm. Neither of us have managed to watch it yet.
No, but we've seen all of it on, like, we've seen, like, all that main photo of the guy with the tiger on our news feeds constantly. We have no idea what it's about.
There's so many memes and I'm always like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
That's why it's on the to watch list. Mm-hmm. But after Shane A's review, is it still on the watch list? You'll find out soon.
Also, we wanted to get your self-isolation projects, and McDonald's is also doing something really cool for people who are in need of like the essentials.
Yeah, they've launched something in their drive-thrus yesterday to help out people who need the basic groceries but don't want to actually have to go into the supermarket.
Yeah, we're talking things like bread and milk.
Yeah. And that's so crazy to think that you can get that stuff from Macca's now.
But you can.
Yeah, so we talked to the marketing manager of McDonald's to find out how that all is working and about their free coffees initiative that they're doing as well.
That is all in the catch-up. Thank you so much for downloading, and we will see you tomorrow.
Get up with
Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Lady Gaga, Stupid Love, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 6:53.
You know how whenever there's like a new app that's super cool, everyone jumps on the bandwagon?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when there was that filter that would make you look old.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone does it. And then like down the line, you realize, oh no, I'm now potentially at risk of being hacked.
Yeah.
It's always the way. Every cool app seems to lead to a potential hacking these days.
From probable Russians, yes.
Yes, exactly. I hate to say it, but it seems as though that is the case with the new House Party app.
Oh, no, everyone's on that now.
I know. Well, it's the way that we can all connect while we're having to be apart, because you can jump on there, have up to 8 friends on a FaceTime call situation with you, and you can play games like trivia. And I jumped right into it. Last week, I was telling you that I had just signed up to House Party, and now all of these stories are coming through alleging that people's Spotify's and Netflix accounts and even bank accounts have been hacked, and it's all linked back to House Party.
Really?
I just feel like people just need to ruin things.
Like, we found a fun thing. We found a way to connect, and then damn it, Russia.
Yeah. So now people are like all abandoning this app when there's actually no proof that any of the hacking has been linked to the app House Party.
Right.
To the point where House Party is so willing to bet that they are not at fault for people's details being linked, that they're now offering $1 million bounty for anyone who has evidence that they are not at fault.
$1 million.
Yeah, so if you were just like some super tech-savvy person that could try to find where hacking has happened and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, I don't understand technology.
you were using the proper terms, I could tell.
But if people do understand all of that stuff and could figure it out, $1 million. $1 million they're offering just to clear their name.
Worth a shot. And then it also puts your mind at ease knowing that it wasn't like House Party, so you can keep using it.
Well, that makes me question how much money House Party is making from us that they have $1 million just to throw around.
Well, think about it. House Party was actually around before coronavirus and everything like that. So over the last probably, 3 weeks or so, their downloads have probably gone up by 100 times what it was before.
Yeah, at least 100. Everybody's on it now.
So, I mean, they probably have been making quite a bit of money over the last probably 3 weeks or so. They might indeed have $1 million to splash out to someone who can prove that they're at fault.
Or maybe they're the ones that have been hacking our bank accounts and stealing our money, and that's how they have $1 million.
Scandal.
No, I'm just tricking. That's probably not it at all. They're not hacking. I'm going to continue using the House Party app. Yeah. I am more than confident that it's okay. But you know what? In a couple of weeks, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
If I start losing money or having weird things show up on my Netflix streaming, I'm going to start having some questions.
All right. Conan Gray, Maniac, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to the Orange City Centre.
You know how much I love stopping in at the Macca's on Bathurst Road on the way into work.
All the time you pop in with a coffee at 5 o'clock and I never get one, but I'm just saying.
They always know me, okay? I've gotten to the point where I can't order more than one coffee because they now know my order.
Oh, right, okay? That's it. You don't want to confuse it.
But you know what? I love them even more than I already did after hearing what they have done in response to the COVID-19 crisis. Macca's have come up with a bunch of great new initiatives.
Yes.
And to tell us more about it, we are joined on the line right now by the marketing manager of McDonald's, Nikita Williams. Now, Nikita, what initiatives have you guys got going?
Yeah, well, McDonald's are one of Australia's largest employers, so they're really working hard behind the scenes to keep all those people in their jobs. And the thing that we launched yesterday morning is the convenience menu.
Oh, what's the convenience menu?
So now, as of yesterday morning, you can order 3-litre full cream milk, 2-litre skim milk, a 6-pack of hamburger buns, and also a 6-pack of muffins, which is really exciting. It's something that McDonald's haven't done before. But as we all know, this is, you know, very unusual time. So it's an exciting change for us.
It's very different. I never thought to myself, because obviously Macca's, you can pretty much get anything. You get your lunch, dinner, you can get your breakfast or coffee or whatever. But I never thought to get groceries from Macca's. I like that. That's a great idea.
And what made you guys decide to do that?
I think it's to keep people in jobs, firstly, for us, but then also just ease some of the pain that is being felt by the supermarkets. And I guess you don't have to get out of your car now. So it's also to keep people a bit safer, I guess, than people going into the supermarkets. If they're already feeling a little bit at risk and all they need is milk and bread, then now we can help with that via the convenience of your car.
Well, not only that, you guys are also shouting some coffees for some people who really do deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have launched the free coffee campaign for healthcare workers. So basically that's just to give back to people who are really frontline in a really difficult time, protecting all of us, you know, for doctors and nurses, paramedics, but it's also for people who work in pathology, aged care and home care workers as well.
Fantastic.
Right. How do people, if they are a healthcare worker, redeem the free coffee?
So they either need to come into the restaurant or through the drive-thru to pick up their takeaway coffee, and they just need to either be in their uniform or show an ID.
Easy as that. So there's free coffee for healthcare workers, and if you are one of those people who needs the essentials like bread and milk but doesn't necessarily want to risk a supermarket, then Macca's is the place to go. Thank you so much for filling us in, Nikita.
No problems at all.
And not only all that, but people that regularly go to Macca's and have to make the trip and go through the drive-thru that are sick of it and just want to get it from their own home, Macca's is now available on MenuLog here in Orange.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it's a brand new thing. Apparently, we are a pilot store, so we're trialing it.
Ooh.
It all sort of came about from the fact that you can't dine in-store anymore, so they're now doing just drive-through and they're looking at delivery through MenuLog. Mm-hmm. And if that gets a bit of loving, then it might continue on.
There you go.
Yeah, so if you are wanting MenuLog Macca's in the comfort of your own home, order it because we are the trial and we need to make them know that it's wanted.
Make it successful so it can stick around.
Yeah, exactly.
Even when this is all blown over, like, that will be handy.
Yeah, it really would be.
We've all woken up on a Sunday morning and thought, you know what I need? A bacon and egg McMuffin. You know what I can't do? Drive.
Yeah. You know what else I want? A hash brown.
Yeah,
a hashy would be great right now. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, definitely support your local Maccas. There's Maccas on Bathurst Road and Maccas North is in Orange as well.
My family always said I was the bad child.
New from Tones and I, Bad Child, just surpassed 10 million streams on Spotify. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia at 7:40. You just ticked over too. Gia, in this time where we are spending a lot more time at home, I think obviously it can be easy just to, you know, get stuck in just doing the same things, you know, watching Netflix, watching whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people turn into the streaming services.
Eventually that will run dry and eventually you get tired of just watching TV.
Oh, totally. I'm already getting stir crazy just sitting in my home doing nothing.
So obviously this then leads to people starting new projects or starting to learn things. You know, I've seen people who are, you know, taking up that Duolingo app and starting to learn languages and so forth, something to keep the brain active and have a little project. So once we do come out of the other side of this, we have achieved something this time at home.
My housemate joked that she was going to pull her violin back out and start relearning. And I said, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that would be bad for you.
I said, if you do that, I'm going to go buy a recorder and I'm going to start practicing that bad boy.
Oh, my God. Make sure it's always off key and it's always hot cross buns.
Exactly. It's the worst. But have you started some kind of project in self-isolation?
I reckon I've started a couple, actually.
Ooh.
I'm gonna see what I can achieve. Like, one is not very impressive in that I've always wanted to be more of a gamer, but I've never had the time to sit down and play video games and so forth. Okay. So I thought with this extra time, grab a couple of games. I bought a Nintendo Switch last week, which we talked about on the show, and I'm really into Pokemon, really into Mario at the moment, so I'm getting that done. So I'm doing that so I can talk to my friends who are into that sort of thing.
Do you have, like, the full-blown headset and those kind of things that real gamers have?
I have a little ear thing that goes into the controller.
Oh, God, that counts. That's horrific.
It came with the place, and I'd never used it until this past week, and I was like, oh, you can plug it into the controller. Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, that's how it worked.
Okay.
It was brilliant.
Well, the project to become a better gamer, that seems to be underway.
The next one is obviously to maybe try out more things in the kitchen.
Oh.
So
expand your cooking prowess.
Well, I'm not going to go ridiculous. Like, I can do the basics. I can make a mean spaghetti bolognese.
I thought you were going to say, I can make a mean piece of toast.
I can do that as well. I can make a mean spaghetti bolognese. I can do the basics. I can live. I've managed. I'm 27 now. You would hope so.
You're still kicking.
I'm still kicking. But the other thing I'm trying to do other things that, like, you know, when you're scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and you see those autoplay videos of, like, people mixing stuff in bowls, like ingredients, and they're cooking something in that.
Yeah.
I've seen that and thought, oh, they look easy, and then I never try it. I'm starting to try those things now that I see that pop up in the news feed. So I saw one that was for, like, you know, the white chocolate crackles and stuff, you know, where you just put, like, the margarine and the rice bubbles and the milk powder.
Like from scratch.
From scratch.
Like melting chocolate and putting it over some rice bubbles. Proper crackles.
Proper crackles I made from scratch. I made a slab of it and, oh, my God, I'm very good at it.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's just making you even more keen to get underway with the project of learning to cook properly.
I even went rogue. Added my own ingredients as well to make it my own as well.
Wow, that's how you know you're getting good.
I should have been on MasterChef or Back to Win. I know, I know, I know.
Well, one of my friends, he's decided that he's going to redo his deck.
Oh, his entire deck.
Yeah, like, he went to Bunnings and bought, like, the oil and all that stuff to revamp his outdoor deck.
So he was one of the people that cleaned out Bunnings.
Yeah, he was. He's one of these people that are like, I'm going to do the renos in my self-isolation time. That's my project.
I mean, that's fair enough. You could achieve, we've got months at home.
That's it, yeah. So we want to put it out there on 13, 12, 16 and find out what other projects people are undertaking in self-isolation time.
Yeah, whether it's cooking, whether it's renos, whether it's a language that you're trying to learn. What is your self-isolation project? So at the end of all of this, you can say, hey, in that time, I achieved this.
Yeah, let us know, 13, 12, 16.
Post Malone, Young Thug, goodbyes. Hit 105.9. Getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 7:53.
And we want to know what your self-isolation project is.
Mm-hmm.
What little thing you've decided you want to come out the other side of this having achieved?
I've got a couple. I want to get more into video games. I've always wanted to. I've just never had the time. Yeah. I do now.
You want to be a real gamer, as they're called.
Yeah. Well, maybe not a super into gamer, but get a little bit more into it so I can at least be a bit more functional. And also, cooking. I want to try more things.
Yeah, cool. Well, we've got a lot coming through on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page too. Mm-hmm. Samantha has said her project during self-isolation is just to keep the kids alive.
Hey, that's something. You know what?
If
you come out the other side still with kids, good on you.
Well done, well done. Well, Janine, she's installing a new kitchen, which arrived just in time for when all of this kicked off.
Wow, okay. Yeah. All the time in the world to get that just as you want it.
Well, Emma's doing a deep clean of her entire house and organising each cupboard and room.
Oh, I should probably do that, actually.
Well, that sounds like a good one because it would probably take quite a lot of time.
Yeah.
Whereas Lou is baking. The other day she baked 120 biscuits, to be exact.
Good Lord!
She was bored, but hey, they were delicious.
What, 120? I hope she either divvied them out or
don't judge her. If she wants to eat them Vickies, she allowed to eat them Vickies,
that's
you know?
True. That's true.
And Michael wants to actually do all of the readings for his uni degree.
That would be good.
And look after his veggie garden.
There we go. You got plenty of time. If anyone still have those, like, Woolies, you know, pot plant things that are still going.
Discovery Gardens.
Are they still going strong?
You could go a whole carrot by the time we're out the other side of this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Look at you go. We do have James on 13, 12, 16. James, what's your project while in self-isolation?
Yeah, I'm doing what a lot of people are doing and trying out a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Ooh. Oh, okay, you're taking the ScoMo advice. Very good, the essential item. Nice.
Yeah, they've all sold out at Kmart now because everyone's buying them.
The issue was when I first got my first puzzle, though, the picture on the front was different to what the actual puzzle was inside.
Oh.
So for ages I was like trying to do a puzzle but I didn't even know what it looked like. So I had to go and buy another one.
So what's the picture that you're trying to put together?
Well, it's a picture of all these hot air balloons and all the edge pieces are blue, but the edge pieces on the puzzle inside were all black, so I couldn't figure it out.
Oh, random.
Okay,
have you ever attempted puzzles before, or you've just gone all in and gone straight to 1,000-piece?
Yeah, no, I've never attempted them before, but I thought, you know, if you're going to do it, go big.
You should have tested the waters with 500, to be honest with you. But like,
maybe I will.
I admire your guts.
How many pieces would you say you're in at the moment?
I'd say about 400.
Ooh.
Oh, you're approaching the halfway point.
Slow down, mate. We've got a while left of this self-isolation.
James, best of luck with your jigsaw. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, see, I think that's wise to get something that's going to take up a bit of your time.
I won a jigsaw from Time Zone when I was on the Gold Coast last.
How many pieces?
I think it's only 500. But that's still something for me to do. It's a Harry Potter one.
Of course it is. Yes. 500, that'd probably take you about as long as it's taking James to do 1,000.
How dare you?
It's definitely not a compliment.
No, I thought you said something wrong and then I realised, no, you did, and I hate you. Justin Bieber, Intentions, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, thanks to the Orange City Centre.
Look, you think I'm a crazy fitness fanatic, Mike, but I have got nothing on our next guest.
Okay.
Joining us on the phone right now is a man called Tim Franklin from Brisbane, who did a marathon in his own home.
I don't understand how.
Tim, how?
Well, very simply, I just set out a loop and then just completed it as many times as I needed to until I hit the 42-kilometre mark.
So how long was this loop?
I managed to get 21 metres.
21 metres and you need to do 42 kilometres.
So I did 2,010 laps.
Oh, my God. How long did that take you?
Just under 7 hours.
My God. I mean, usually when you're doing a marathon, you know, the landscape may change. There's little things of interest that might distract you from the physical endurance pain. I can imagine doing one lap over and over and over again.
Thousands of times.
How did you manage to keep that entertaining for yourself?
I think I didn't. I think it mentally was probably the one of the hardest things I've ever done. Wow. I tried all number of things. I tried music, which was good, listened to some podcasts, and then I tried to turn the TV on, but the problem with the television was I had to run out onto my balcony, so I would miss sections of the TV show every lap.
It was a good effort.
Oh, wow.
So how were you feeling at, say, like, lap 750 or something like that, where you're not even at the halfway point and things must be getting boring at that point? What is going through your mind when you're in the middle of that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Not a lot was going through my mind, and everything was going through my mind. I think the thing that kept me going was keep counting the laps. So I didn't miss a lap. The hardest stretch was lap 1000 to lap 1500. Because I was so far in that I was too far in to stop.
was there any point where you did lose count?
There was times. I it was a very simple method of, I just had a pen in my hand and I'd just change it from my left hand to my right hand every lap. And then after every 10 laps, I'd just mark it on my fridge as I ran past.
Oh, nice. There we go.
Do you live with anybody or...?
No, I don't. And if I did, I don't think I would be anymore.
I was going to say, it's definitely something you can only do if you're living alone.
Well, that covers the logistics of how, but the question remains why.
I'm a triathlon coach and running coach up here in Brisbane. And a big thing for me, obviously, with what's going on is the world's been tipped on its head, and obviously with what I do, I'm not immune to that, and a lot of people that I coach are not immune to that. So what I wanted to do was just something probably a bit crazy, a bit fun, just to show that, you know what, we can get through this, we can keep active, it'll make us, you know, mentally healthier. Let's just keep doing it together. So that's probably why I did it. And then to inspire, I suppose, other people to do some crazy stuff as well, just to keep things a bit lighthearted at the moment.
Well, I feel like even after we're through this pandemic, when you're training people, if they're going, I can't do it, you just go, I did over 2,000 laps in my apartment. You can do this.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it gives me some street cred now. Yeah.
I was going to say, have you done this also for brownie points as well? Like...
Well, yeah, I guess so. Surely it puts some credits in the bank.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, it's definitely motivated me. I was, like, getting a little bit sooky and complaining about doing my gym workouts at home, but it's a lot more entertaining than just cutting thousands of laps of my living room. So we do thank you for the motivation. It's very needed in this time.
No worries. Thanks for having me. 3, 2, 1. Here
we go. Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Joining us on the line right now to talk all things movies is our movie analyst, Shane A. Bassett. And Shane, it's so great to have you back on the show.
But you're not really doing movies. You're seeing what's streaming instead of taking us to the movies this week.
Yeah, well, I've got to adapt. And there's so much happening in the world at the moment. Luckily enough, movies are still around. I mean, there's so many streaming services to choose from if you're lucky enough to have one or two of those. And there's free ones as well. I mean, Channel 9, Channel 7, SBS, they have their own, you know, on-demand networks that you can also watch.
Well, the biggest thing that everyone is talking about on streaming services at the moment is this new Tiger King show. It's like the number one thing being watched on Netflix right now. What is it?
It's unbelievable. It's a 7-part series, one long documentary about this guy called Joe Exotic. Now, he ran a big cat park in Florida in the US. And on the outside, it looked like he had all these beautiful tigers and lions and different wild animals that he looked after. But seriously, there was a lot of problems going on behind the scenes. He was unstable. People around him were unstable. The food that they were giving the animals was not adequate. And it goes on and on. And through these 7 episodes, it just, when you think it can't get any, like, not more shocking or diverse about the things that happened with this guy, it builds up, because there's a murder plot. There's different things like that. There's police and federal detectives. And it's unbelievable, the business behind the scenes of all this. And in the meantime, we've got these animals that conservationists are very worried about. So it should really come with a bit of a warning, this show, but it is compulsive viewing. You can't look away.
Is it because it's like a train crash? Like, you don't want to watch, but you can't not watch? Like,
unfortunately, yes.
Oh, wow.
But it's based on like real life. Like it's real life. It's not staged.
Well, yeah, it's real life because what's happening at the same time they were filming it, there was a documentary crew in there already, you know, filming this guy. You also see surveillance footage. You also see police footage. It probably goes on one episode too long. Maybe could have been six instead of seven. Mm-hmm. However, it's pretty intriguing, Gia. Some of the stuff that happens is eye-opening and definitely not for children.
Well, how many buckets of popcorn would you give Tiger King then?
Look, just for novelty value, but it is quite shocking. I'll give it 3 out of 5.
All right, interesting.
Okay, well, if you're saying that one's not really appropriate for everybody, something that is the new movie Onward, which is coming to Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus have this soon. It's currently on digital networks. Now, it's called Onward. It's the new Pixar animation film. I was lucky enough to see it the very weekend before cinemas temporarily closed. It was in cinemas for like 3 days and then it disappeared. But it's been fast-tracked to digital as of tomorrow, you know, iTunes and so forth, and then Disney Plus from April the 23rd. It is a fantasy elf film, a bit of a road trip, and it actually reminded me of Weekend at Bernie's, of all movies, that 80s film. It kind of rips that off in a way. And you got Tom Holland, Chris Pratt, Julia Louis-Dreyfus doing voices. It's typical Pixar. It's going to make you laugh, cry. There's music in it. It's definitely worth seeing. The kids are going to love it. Onward.
And the buckets of popcorn for Onward.
Oh, it's great. 4 out of 5.
Oh, very good, very good.
Oh, okay.
So there's plenty to watch on your streaming services right now. And movie analyst Shane A. Bassett will help you run through what to watch. Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you soon.
You're very welcome. And be careful when you watch Tiger King. You won't be able to believe your eyes what's going on.
Coldplay and Avicii, a Sky Full of Stars, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and G. It's 8:53. It's been a long morning.
You got to really feel, though, for the people, not that have to continue on working, but the people that are celebrating birthdays in the time of COVID-19.
Yes.
Because, like, Easter, you know, that'll happen again next year. Every Easter is pretty much the same. But, like, if you're celebrating a milestone and you're missing out this year, that would suck.
It's like my sister is turning 30 this year.
Dirty 30.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even do anything dirty. You've got to stay clean. Wash them hands.
Bathe in hand sanitizer if you get your hands on it.
Well, what's really quite sad is that Flora reached out to us on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page saying that it was her little girl's 5th birthday.
Oh, yes.
What's really cute, though, a really great idea, because the little one can't celebrate her 5th birthday with her friends.
Yeah, can't have a party.
Is the way they came up with an idea to make her still feel special on that day.
So what do they do?
A COVID car convoy.
Oh, my gosh.
A lineup of all of her friends and family in cars separately, social distancing, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That drive past and give you a beep and a wave.
Aww.
Yep. So this is happening at the front of Flora's house for her little girl.
You had a little birthday party. Are you happy? What do you want to say to everybody?
Thank you for my present.
Oh my god.
It's so cute.
I can't.
It's so cute. If you have a little kid that is celebrating a birthday anytime in the next few months, this is a great idea. I know the neighbors are probably like, what's all that car beeping? But hey, it was Flora's daughter's birthday and she deserved to feel special. And I think 100%. After a COVID car convoy, you would.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, well, happy birthday. Oh, that was amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.